Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It's the less famous Kevin Kenny. And we have a fantastic new artist from, a group from Atlanta, New Jersey, and good old Florida. Meet Me at the Altars live on K-Rock for the first time ever.
Yo.
And they're not going to cuss. They're not going to cuss.
Not
We've talked about
do that,
it.
I so promise.
Even if you're driving around LA or OC tonight and you think you hear Meet Me at the Altar cussing, don't tell anybody because they didn't cuss. Guys,
we are wholesome.
Thank you. Yeah, very wholesome. You just told me a new Netflix movie is sort of based on you guys. But no, you guys are a fantastic story. If you're listening to K-Rock, you're not familiar with Meet Me at the Altar. I heard a song called Garden 2 years ago at the start of the pandemic, and we did an Instagram live, like just on our personals. And then I go, oh, you know, probably never, you know, talk again because that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And you guys just have blown up over the past 2 years to the point where you guys are actually going out on the road in Europe with Green Day.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
Iconic.
How did that happen?
Take me back to the, because those guys aren't going to bring out just anybody. You know what I mean? And this is like the European leg of the Hella Mega Tour. So where were you guys when you got the call that Green Day is going to take you out on the road?
Oh, wait.
We were together. Was it on tour that we found out? It was pretty recently.
That's how much life is a blur these days.
Yeah. I don't know where we were.
Well, what does it mean to you now that like you know that, wow, Green Day is like giving you that stamp of approval, they're taking you out on the road?
It seems like it's not real almost.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting, but at the same time kind of scary.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
And they're absolute legends. Like it,
Yeah.
But it's just amazing to be around that. And I think we're gonna learn a lot and have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like sponges. Every tour we go on, we like we analyze the headline and we're like, okay,
as you should.
I know, it's like crazy for you, Adam.
Yeah. I mean Green Day, I've been listening to Green Day ever since I was like 7, I think. They were like the first band I really found.
Was it American Idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole album, I was obsessed with it. And I wanted to play it at my birthday party. And my dad said no because there's curse words in it. And I was so upset.
And now you can be like, hey, Dad,
we don't know about those.
With them. Exactly. And Meet Me at the Altar still here. They have not left yet. I've not offended them enough to leave.
We haven't left the premises.
And I've deemed you guys Green Day's new favorite pop punk band because you guys are getting brought out on the road in Europe with Green Day for the Hella Mega Dates across the pond. And you're also very fast at work. You're about to go into the studio in Minnesota to record your debut album. What's that feel like?
I was telling Taya last night, I was like, guys, we need to like sit and like look around because we're recording our first album soon. And I was like, that's going to be like 20 years, like tomorrow, like 20 years ago tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we're in the past right now.
It's that old adage, right? It's that old adage of like, you know, you spend your whole life writing the debut album, you know, and you have to put every idea you've ever had and you've wanted, you know, you have this idea for the debut. So is it like a pressure, or is it more of an excitement for you guys?
It definitely felt like pressure if you had asked us like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of running around like a chicken with our head cut off. Like we were a little nervous, but at this point we're super excited.
Yeah, I was really freaking out for a second because like we had sessions and they were just misses after misses.
She didn't even want to go to sleep because she would have to wake up in the morning to go to the session.
I was sad. So, but now I'm excited and I don't feel any pressure anymore because it's really coming to life now. So I feel good.
And it's good. Totally. We're like, it's music that we would listen to.
Yeah.
And we're music lovers. So.
Well, that's the highest goal you can aspire to, right? Is like to make the music that you want to hear.
Yeah,
you,
we're writing our favorite songs.
Right, exactly. That's awesome. So you're heading to Minnesota for like 2 weeks, you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it's warmer.
Yeah.
We were there in -3 degree weather.
It was terrible.
Oh, no.
On tour.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Brutal. Anyways, and then you're going to go on tour with Jaden in a little bit, and then come back here and finish the record. We'll talk more with Mimi at the Altar, also play one of their brand new songs. But let's get into their good good friends, Green Day, here with Brain Stew. We're jamming to Brain Stew over Muggs' cell phone right now. And you guys go, oh, we actually just wrote a song inspired by Brain Stew. So yeah. How does that, like... How often does that happen as a band in a newer band like you guys, where you hear a song, you go, "That's it. Let's start there and build our own thing."
It happens quite a lot, especially for this debut album of ours. I think, I don't know, we have a lot of inspo from like the 2000s and earlier. We don't really take inspiration from anything current, I would say. So I don't know. It's just, we love the feeling of nostalgia, and so there's a couple times where we're like, oh, this song's sick. We should write something like it.
Yeah, there's a secret in the sauce.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because it makes you feel a certain way. And as an artist, you go, well, I want to feel that way. And I want to make people feel that way.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what was it about Brain Stew?
I don't even know how that started. I remember how the melody started. I was literally just joking around. Like, just being a jerk, basically. And then we were like, that's kind of sick. And then I think the guy we were writing with was like, I think this sounds like this, and then we really started honing in into the whole song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we don't have a song that has that kind of vibe yet, so we were like, we could do it.
Of course.
We want to, like, I don't know, it's just super rocky.
Yeah, and can we expect something like that riff? I mean, that's such an iconic no. What about Brain Stew? Like, when because somebody listened to K-Rock.
The rhythm of the rhythm. It's okay. Like that like slower tempo, the kind of like
makes
you slow head.
The head.
We're all head bobbing here on Wilshire, by the way. Just that's awesome. And that's something you're going to work on when you go to Minnesota for the new album?
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right, more with Meet Me at the Altar. Also, I just found out, we're about to play Weezer, A Little Bit of Love. That's the lead single off their new EP that just dropped. They're doing this crazy thing where they're dropping four projects this year. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but one for every season.
Whoa.
And so
that's
the spring
really cool.
One
that's
already.
That's so cool, though.
Ambitious, right?
Yeah.
But you guys are actually on tour with them, too, in Europe.
Yeah,
they're part of the lineup.
That's awesome.
With Green Day, that's going to be insane.
Very, very cool. Here's A Little Bit of Love on K-Rock. Meet Me at the Altar, Love's Bush, K-Rock exclusive, world famous K-Rock, it's Kevin Kenny. And also, I thought we were talking about this off air, and I gotta stop bringing this up because I'm gonna get a reputation with artists. I'm like, hey, he keeps talking about that Bush song with us. But I thought Machine Head meant, I looked it up on the internet, and it was like the top of a guitar. You guys play instruments for a living.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
Right. No.
That's 0-2. Simple Plan. Pierre from Simple Plan also has never heard that. So if anybody at K-Rock has Gavin's number, can we ask him? Because what the hell does that mean? Anyway,
we'll never know.
I guess. Do you guys think a lot about titles? Meet Me at the Altars here, if I've made that abundantly clear.
Hello.
Brand new pop punk trio out of, I used to say Florida, but it's really the East Coast.
East
That's
Coast.
Fair,
East
right?
Coast. Yeah.
Atlanta, New Jersey, Florida in the house. But do you guys think a lot about titles? Like, will you just name something silly?
We do think a lot about titles, but also not. Yeah. We don't normally go for like just joke titles, but like both our EP and this debut album that we're yet to release have just been random thoughts that have popped into my brain.
And then
They're
it's
just the words.
Do you find as an artist like the first thought's the best thought? First take's the best take?
Well, when I'm writing, yes.
Okay.
But with everything else, probably not.
Right.
And sometimes, I guess it just depends on the case, because sometimes you just hit it like right away, but others
it's like... We don't think
like,
that much about titles, but we just know it has to feel right.
Right.
Yeah.
And normally, they stick out, though. We're like, this is the title. It
when
makes sense.
You know,
sense.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Now or Never. This is the first Meet Me at the Altar song we'll ever play on K-Rock. It's kind of a historic moment. We're very excited to bring it to you tonight. Now or Never, what is this song about that we're about to press play on?
The song is about loving someone platonically or romantically.
Okay.
Either one.
And your choice.
Like, and you're like, dang, I just like, I really like you, but like, this might not be right. And like, you have to leave, but I'm going to miss you.
When has that ever happened in a platonic relationship?
Oh my God. It can't.
Have you had to break up with like a platonic friend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because like, they just make
bad. Break up before?
Well, yeah, but you know, it's not as nice as what you just described. That was like a very.
Well, because it's like, it's really about deciding if you're gonna make it work or you're just gonna let yourself fizzle out,
right?
Mm-hmm. Where it's like, we're gonna have to actively put in effort to make this relationship work,
right?
Or we're just gonna.
Do you guys think it's harder to get back with a platonic friend or a romantic friend? When you think about it,
to get back,
like I don't know if I've ever gotten back with a friend that I had
platonic,
like a breakup with.
Platonic,
yeah, it's harder. Right?
Yeah, like it is
yeah,
harder.
It's way easier with like, with the romantic side of things.
Right.
All right,
yeah.
I'm glad we're in agreement. So that's what this song is about. Let's press play on it, Muggs.
It's fire.
Now or never. Meet Me at the Altar. First time ever on the world famous K-Rock. You want to make some loud noises?
Woo! Let's go.
Yeah. It's world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Kenny. Meet me at the altar here, and they're playing DJ now. They're a very busy new group out of the East Coast, making pop punk music, great pop punk music. They're going on tour with Green Day and Weezer in the UK later this year. I think it's like, I don't even know the difference between Europe and the UK. How bad is that? Like 1 to 10, that's pretty bad, right? I should know that.
Well, I slept through like geography, so...
It's one of the two. They will be on tour with Green Day and Weezer later this year. They're also going to be hitting the road with Jaden. They're going to be playing the Fonda Theater here May 24th. You want to check them out here in LA. And before we say goodbye, guys, it's at MMATA Band.
Yes.
On IG.
On everything.
Oh,
yeah, we made it easy.
I love it.
Don't worry about it.
It's so satisfying when it's the same.
Oh, it's the best. Yep. Yeah, it's the best. And one's like music, one's like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So you can check them out on social, but then what I wanted to say is that you guys do this really cool cover medley on your show. So if you check out the Fonda, you might see this on the 24th of May when they play LA. And one of the songs that you've chosen to play on K-Rock tonight is a song you cover, Break Stuff, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
So what do you love about this song?
Oh my gosh. I just love Limp Bizkit so much. And I think it's interesting because after we play it every night, I'm always like, guys,
we went over the guys.
I love Limp Bizkit.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, we do too. And I'm like, that's not embarrassing. They're like, no, it's
not. It's like a secret society.
Yeah.
So check him out. It's meetmeatthealtar.com/tour.
/tour.
Okay. meetmeatthealtar.com/tour for your tickets.
Come
they're
going
to probably do this one. And I can't wait to see it live myself. Break Stuff, Limp Bizkit. Thank you to Meet Me at the Altar.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.